Well, boys and girls, it's really good to be back here in Lisburn. And it's my job to give the children's address today. And I was trying to think what I would say to you, because you've used all my children's addresses. I was thinking about something a little bit different today that I've ever done before. And one of the things that I have found, I'm an old man, as you know, and I'm not very technologically minded. And I have found the wonders of Google Earth on my computer. And when I'm looking to go to a new church, and I had no problems getting to Lisburn today, I know the way pretty well. But when I'm going to a new church on a Sunday, I can look up on Google Earth and I can find out exactly where it is. And here I have a picture, and it's a picture of Northern Ireland, I think you can see. And I've done a wee example. And whenever I put it on, I can get directions on a route all the way from my house to anywhere else that I want to go. And you see that purple line right in the middle? That takes me right from my door, because I put my postcode in, right to the front door of Lisburn Baptist Church. I thought that was really amazing. I thought that was really good. And even when I went to look at it, I could get in a little bit closer. And that big building right in the middle, I believe that to be this very building that we're in. Google Earth is really amazing. And if you go to some other places on it, you can get photographs and you can see really close in what's going on, or what photographs have been taken and what was going on at the time that they were taken. And I was thinking about this and being able to do this, and I thought it was really amazing. I was thinking about this little verse in Psalm 25, verse 4. It says, "Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." And it's King David, way back in the Old Testament, was praying these words to God. And you know, just like there was a little path, a little purple trail, all the way from my house to Lisburn Baptist Church, David was asking God that he would show him the path for his life. Where he would go, where he would end up, what he would be doing. And you know something? There's no internet site, there's no place that you can go, there's no book that you can buy or television program that you can watch that can tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, or the next day, or the next day, or in 10 years' time, or in 20 years' time, or in 50 years' time. There's none. But if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have the Lord Jesus in your heart, he knows exactly what's going to happen to you, because he has planned it for you. He knows if you're going to be a missionary out in some foreign land. He knows where you're going to work. He knows what your family's going to be like. He knows all about you. And the wonderful thing, the way I can go to Google Earth and find out a path to a church or to another place, David tells us here that we can go to God and he can teach us the way that we should go. Now, he'll not always tell us where we're going to go in the end, but he'll tell us where to go next or what to do. He'll tell us how to choose our friends. He'll teach us what to do when we're at school. He'll tell us how we should react when we get into different situations. God reveals all these things to us because he is our God. And everything that we need to know, God shares with us. And he shares it with us in the Bible. And as we read it, and as we pray to him, he shows us the truth of where we're going to go and what we're going to do. But as well as for those of us who have asked Jesus Christ into our heart, you know, there's nothing hidden from God. Even if you haven't asked the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, if you're not a Christian this morning, God knows your path. God knows where you're going to be and what you're going to do, and he is the only one. And I just wanted to tell the boys and girls this morning that if you want to have a path that takes you to heaven, a path that takes you to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the path that each of us need, there's only one place that you can go to, and that's to the Lord Jesus, because he's the one who died for your sins and for mine. I trust, boys and girls, that you'll not go home and go into Google Earth and try and find the way to heaven, because it's not there. You can see lots of stars. You can see lots of things. You can even go to the moon and look at the moon. But there's no way to heaven on that website. There's no purple line that will take you from Lisburn Baptist to be with Jesus Christ. The only thing that will take you there, or the only person who will take you there, is Jesus himself. And I pray that you know him this morning.